Thanks for tuning in to this segment, Rambling With You.
Lovelies, welcome back to Sensitively Flourishing. It's your girl, Yasmin. Hi, how are you all doing today? I'm so excited to be here. Today, we're just going to talk. I just want to talk. I don't have too much of a particular topic. We're just going to go off the top of our head. I asked for guidance through this podcast today, so that's what we're going to do. First off, I know it looks a little different. Still got our same backdrop, but we got an incense going, calming us so we're not so anxious, because I am really anxious sometimes when I do these podcasts. But today, I just feel so lovely. I feel amazing today. I woke up feeling light, feel like a burden has been lifted off my shoulder because it's been riding me, but I feel so amazing today. So, I do have my, it's a money draw incense that I get from my local metaphysical shop. I am going to post a card for that. So just in case if you're in the Mobile area, you can definitely check them out. Have so many wonderful things. This is where I get my necklaces from, my crystal necklaces, my ring, all of those type of things. So I love that store. So if you would like to, you can check them out. They are amazing. And here's their information. Hopefully you all can see that. But yes, so let's get into the episode today. So, hope you all are doing well. I'm doing amazing. Life has been lifing. Y'all know how life gets down. It's been lifing. But it's okay. We're making it through. You know, this too shall pass. You know, anything that happens is not forever. Everything is temporary. So I'm very big on telling myself now that this too shall pass, that everything is a learning lesson. So let's just keep on rolling with the punches and learn what we need to learn so we can get to the next stage. So lately, I feel like I'm on the brink of a new beginning. I know I've been saying this for a long time, but I am very resistant to change. I don't really like change. It's kind of hard for me. I kind of fight with change because I love my stability. I love what I have already in place, but sometimes change is needed. And I think I did need some change, a lot of change. You know, I started going back to certain things I should have probably never went back to, but you know, we learning as we go. I ain't trying to down myself anymore about it. I did what I did. I acknowledged it. Now we're going to move forward. You know, take two steps back to take 10 steps forward. You know, that's how I'm trying to look at things at a more positive way instead of just thinking negative and beating myself up. Also, giving myself grace. Y'all know I always talk about giving myself grace. So lately I've been working on giving myself grace through the transformation process. But transformation is hard. We're going to just be honest. That shit is hard as hell. Like, mines came where I know I kind of probably pushed my change off for a while, but when I couldn't push it off no more, it came through like a whole wave. I'm talking about whoosh, rushing waves. But from friends, partnerships, relationships, family, anything you could think of that was my stability left in all in like 2 weeks span. Sent me into a shock, sent me into depression, sent me into high levels of anxiety, in the bed 3-4 days, don't want to get the hell up, just like don't know what to do, feel lost. But I think I needed that space though, to feel depressed, to feel the anxiety, to feel how I felt, because now that I'm coming out of it, I understand. Now I'm starting to understand. In that moment in time, I ain't understand nothing that was going on. Now I understand. I get why I had to do what needed to be done. I had to go. I had to feel all these emotions because they are helping your girl elevate, helping me flourish, helping me get to the next stage that, you know, I am trying to get to. It taught me so much about myself, taught me so much about certain things I was letting slide that I should have been putting my foot down about, but I didn't. But, you know, we live and we learn. That is what life is. That's the experience we're here for, to learn and grow from mistakes, lessons, whatever we go through. So, you know, I'm very appreciative of everything I have been through, but I am so excited, y'all. I feel so good. I feel so light. I feel so amazing. And yesterday was your girl's birthday. Turned 32. Girl, I know I don't look like it. Look amazing. Look young. But, you know, happy birthday to me. Thank you for all the birthday wishes from everyone. But, so, what else we gonna talk about? everything. First, I want to talk about people. And being a sensitive person, being a, you know, just a empathetic person. Sometimes we tend to attract not so good people, you know, and our good heart tends to put us in situations where we are not setting the best boundaries or whatever. And so learning to put yourself first is amazing. You can't pour from an empty cup. And whenever I talk to you guys and I'm having this podcast episode, 9 times out of 10, I am hoping to inspire you all, but I think this is my therapy. This helps me. I am speaking to myself. I go back and watch these episodes and be like, girl, you're right. You need to take your own advice. So, yes, so like, you can't pour from an empty cup. So stop trying to. You're depleted. That is how I got to the point. I am depleted. I don't help everyone. I have bent over backwards for everyone, but I had no energy or nothing left to give myself. So that kind of put me in a, you know, a depressing stage also by not taking care of myself first. I preach all this about self-care first, self-care, put yourself first or whatever. But when it came to my personal life, I thought I was putting myself first. Well, I started off as putting myself first. Then I start, you know, slacking on my boundaries with people. And that kind of like put me into this space where I feel like I was losing myself again. And I lost myself maybe back 3-4 years ago. And I promised myself I would never go back to that. So once I start seeing the signs, and that's what comes with being self-aware. When you see those signs of certain things you already been through, to be able to acknowledge those signs and be like, okay, yes, I know I don't want to go back to this same situation. I remember how it made me feel. I'm not going to let this situation take me down like that last relationship, friendship, family member, whatever it is, take you back to that same space. So I had to put myself in isolation, which that is something I normally do whenever life is not going the way it want to go for me. I'm not feeling the best. I'm not a misery loves company type person. I want to just leave everybody the hell alone. Let me get my shit together. I'll come back. I'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? So, but this time I had to purposely, intentionally put myself into isolation. So I can be able to think clearly, because first I had so many people around me in my ear listening to outside noise, which was distracting me from my whole purpose. I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't doing my routine. I wasn't doing anything that I needed to do, but I was making sure everybody else was fine while dying on the inside for myself. So I really had to just step away from everything, step away from people, from places, from things, from activities, just everything. I had to step away and really just get in tune with myself. When I did step away, that's when things started just spiraling. I felt like everything just happened in this like 2-week span. But I think the isolation was needed so I can be able to be self-aware of what's leaving, what's going, what's not working, you know, where I was putting too much energy at. So I think for me, the isolation period was worth it, even though it came with turmoil, like a little Tyra moment. But I think it was 100% needed, because if not, I wouldn't be right here where I'm at now. I wouldn't be feeling how I felt. I wouldn't have cut off certain things, people, places. I wouldn't have done any of that, because I still would have been living my life how I was, putting so much out, not getting anything in return, you know. So that isolation period was everything to me. This might be what this episode's called, isolation. Isolation. We're gonna figure that out, how we wanna put that isolation. But isolation is key, especially for an empathetic person or whatever, like me and maybe some of you all, because we tend to take on others' feelings. Like I can walk in the room and I can tell if it's a good vibe or not. Period. Point blank, period. As soon as I step foot up in here, and I can probably feel it before I even hit the door. But I already know, like, oh no, nah, this ain't something I want. So I feel this. You can feel animosity this way. You can feel who don't like. I like that I can do that, but sometimes it's kind of like a bad thing. Cause dang, why I gotta feel that they beefing with each other? I don't want to know that. Why do I gotta feel that way? But you know, that's how God made me. So you know, I guess that kind of one of those things that kind of prevents me from going into certain situations. Kind of my little protection, but. I think whenever I put myself in isolation, I'm unable to feel and get outside energies or feelings, and kind of like don't have that discernment of what is mine or if it's someone else's. So, you know, I really appreciate the isolation time. It really, you know, refocused my mind, refocused, you know, my goals, what I want. You know, it just gets me centered, it gets me grounded. So I love isolation. It's amazing for me. You know, sometimes I'm the person, I'm the little kid. I'm gonna throw a fit in the beginning because it ain't going right. Why is everything happening to me? Blah, blah, blah. I definitely am gonna throw a fit in the beginning. I'm one of those things, if you ever seen on Instagram and be like, I know everything gonna be all right, but I gotta panic first. That's me. Me. I'm gonna throw a hissy fit in the beginning. After the hissy fit, all right, now what we finna do? What's the solution? How we finna do this? What needs to be changed? What needs to be done? But I do have to kick and scream a little bit. And you know, that's something I've learned by myself. You know, most people, and I'm learning, and I'm paying attention that most people don't even know they self to know, like, oh, you do this, why? Or, you know what I'm saying? Or I do this because nobody wants to feel like, oh, I'm doing something wrong. I don't think it's wrong. You know, it might be wrong to you, it might be wrong to some other people. But for me, I know myself that I'm a kick and scream before I'm panic. That just comes with my territory of me. I am gonna panic first. Give me a couple days. I am gonna lose my shit. But once I lose my shit, come back to reality. Now let's what we finna do? What's gonna go on? How we finna make this better? What is going to happen? And this time though, I think I threw a hissy fit longer than normal. Normally it's a couple days. Ooh, baby, about a week, I threw a whole fit. I'm talking about, woo, I cut the fuck up. But I cut the fuck up on myself though. It wasn't like I was cutting up on outside people. I might have questioned God, you know, like why, what is going on? I've been doing everything the right way, you know, what is going on? I have been holding it down so long this time. What happened? But, you know, I threw that hissy fit on myself. I'm not the type of person. I don't never want to put my burdens. I don't never want to put my problems on nobody. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's kind of like a bittersweet kind of thing. Like a, it has its pros and cons, because maybe, not maybe, I should ask for help. I don't know how to ask for help. I'm just gonna get through what I gotta get through, and we're gonna make it work after that. You know what I'm saying? Because 9 times out of 10, when I'm asking for help, I'm not asking for you to fix shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to fix shit. My help for me is let me vent to you. Let me say what I need to say. You know what I'm saying? Just be a listening ear. That is probably one of the most authentic things I have never received from someone, is someone to just sit and listen and not try to give me their 2 cents or interrupt me and tell me, well, you need to be doing this. You need to. I didn't call you for that. I didn't want to talk to you for that. I just wanted you to be a listening ear, you know, because that's the type of person I am. You going through it. I might not have the right answers for you, but I can be that friend that will just listen. You know what I'm saying? So you can get it off your chest, because I know from past experience, holding on to things is much worse than, you know, going through it, because if you're holding it in, you feel like you have no one to turn to. It manifests as a, for me, it manifests as a physical pain. Like when I'm holding so much in on my chest, I start having chest pains. I feel the burn. I feel the heaviness of my heart. I feel all of these things in real time, not just psychological, not just emotionally. I feel it in all aspects, emotionally, psychologically, and physically. I feel these things. So, you know, just being having someone there to vent. So, you know, through this process, a lot of people been blocked. A lot of people been cut off. A lot of people have been exiled. You know, maybe we'll come back around later on at another stage of life. But right now, I just can't deal with it. I can't deal with nobody's scrutiny. I can't deal with nobody judgmental. I'm not judging you. We all going through this thing called life, and life ain't easy for nobody. All I ask you to do is just be a nice friend, family member, whoever you are. And listen, and if you can't do that for me, guess what? You gotta go. If you bringing me drama, you gotta go. If every time I talk to you, it's a negative situation, you gotta go. If you complain every time we get on the phone, but you don't have a solution, you got to go. Like, if you're not bringing or adding anything, and I can't add anything to you, we don't need to do this. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we spin a block later on down the line, but right now, where I'm at in this stage in my life, I just cannot constantly keep putting myself in situations that does not serve me. I am learning that I am so much worthy than being somebody free ass counselor. I am so much worthy than busting my ass for people and I don't get the same in return. I am so much worthy than being someone's second option. I am so much worthy than being just someone that people can call on because they know I am reliable and I'm going to do whatever it can, especially if I have love for you. But I don't want to be that. When are you going to come through for me? You know what I'm saying? When do I become a priority? I made you a priority. Now, when do I become a priority? So, you know, I'm just learning that I am enough. I am worthy of the things that I give people. So now I am demanding that. It ain't no expecting. I demand that. If you can't do that, it's instantly blocked. And I'm learning to let go of attachments to people, places, and things humbly. Like, I'm done. No hard feelings, but I gotta go. You know, before it used to be so hard for me to let go of certain situations. Now, baby, bye. Bye. Especially if I can go to sleep the next that night and I was stressed and I wake up the next morning after I cut you off and I feel amazing. Best thing ever. That means that's what I needed to do. 9 times out of 10, my intuition been telling me this months, but I'd be like, oh, that's where it comes where I need to start trusting myself a little more. And that's something I'm working on. But like, I just can't do it anymore. I just don't have the energy to keep holding on to things and being the sailor that if I left, this shit will sink. No, I can't do that anymore. I'm not your sailor. I'm not the captain. I'm the captain of my boat. I can't be the captain of your boat, my boat, they boat, his boat, she boat, this boat. I can't be the captain of everybody's boat and kind of steer mine. I gotta focus on me. And at this point in my life, I'm just doing whatever makes Jasmine happy. If that offends you, so be it. I can't do anything about it. But I have never put myself first. And over the past 2 to 3 years, I've been working with that. And I still go back and forth with myself about putting myself first. But every day that passes, I am appreciating how much I am starting to put myself first, how God has put me in situations to show me that you should have put yourself first. You wouldn't be right here. But it's okay. You know, we live and we learn. And I'm all about learning. I'm a big person on just learning, learning, learning. I love to learn. So, why not learn outside of just education? Learn when it comes to life. And that's kind of one of those things I had to do was kind of take what my abilities and other aspects of my life and add them to real life lessons, which has helped me. So, those are my biggest things over the past couple months, couple weeks that I'm learning is to put myself first. I can't steer nobody else's boat but mine. Do what's best for me. Don't worry about what nobody else has to say. And the art of letting go. Those have been my biggest things. I hope what I talked about today about what's been going on in my life can inspire you all, kind of help y'all on y'all journey, help you on your self-care journey, and help you flourish, babe. We're all a learning. We're all a work in progress. This is an experience that we're all experiencing. Life be licensed. So give yourself grace, baby. Keep on going. Don't give up. Feel what you gotta feel though, because if not, it's gonna creep back on you at another stage in your life. Feel what you gotta feel, heal what you gotta heal, and let's keep it moving. Let's get these goals so we can take care of these kids. We can live this luxury ass life we wanna live. Because a girl like me trying to travel wherever I wanna go, I'm trying to buy whatever I wanna buy, I'm trying to invest, I'm trying to be that girl. So, you know, continue to work on yourself, continue to thrive, continue to flourish, and I love you all so much. Bye.
Welcome to the affirmation. Tips and toolkits.
Hi, lovelies. Welcome back to the Tips and Toolkit. So I don't have many tips for you today. When I discussed in Rambling with Yasmin, it was just certain things that I've been learning as life has been going on and life has been doing its thing, because you know, life got them hands. But, you know, over the course of the past couple weeks, I have learned, you know, to really just put myself first. That's the only tip I have for you today. Put yourself first. If it feels bad that you're doing something for somebody else, if you don't have time, if they don't reciprocate, let that shit go. That's all I gotta say. Just let that shit go. Easier said than done, but just take small steps every day to learn to let shit go. Learn to put yourself first. Learn to love yourself. Learn to keep putting yourself first, and as you constantly keep putting yourself first, it's gonna become a habit. It's gonna become a good, healthy habit. Now you won't be like, am I putting myself first? Did I put myself first this time? No, I already know I did, because I have taught myself to put myself first. All right, lovelies, thank you for tuning in to the Tips and Toolkit.
Gratitude circle.
Lovelies, welcome back to the gratitude circle. And y'all know this my favorite part of the episode. I really love to give gratitude. Best thing ever. If I haven't done anything these past couple weeks, I have continued to show gratitude even in my darkest moments. But today I'm just going to give three things that I'm grateful for over the past couple weeks. I'm grateful for all the lessons that I have been through. All the trials and tribulations have really came and gave me clarity at the end. I didn't know at that moment, but as I'm constantly getting up out of this little wormhole, I am understanding why I had to go through the things I'm going through. So I am thankful for all the lessons, you know, that are creating me to be a better person, you know, evolving me, flourishing me. You know, you can't grow unless you go through the hard part. You got to go through the lessons so you can be able to flourish the right way. You want to just open up like a little flower and just flourish, you know. But another thing I'm grateful for, I am grateful for patience. I am learning patience so much, because I am very impatient, but not anymore. I'm kind of like in the middle now, have my impatient moments, but I am learning and I'm correcting myself. When I catch myself being impatient, I'm like, oh, nope, it's just not the right time. Doesn't mean no, doesn't mean it's not going to happen, it's just not the right time. So having patience, I am grateful for patience, and I am grateful for myself. I am grateful for how strong I am and how I have gotten through everything and all things that I thought I couldn't make it through. But look at me. I'm here. I have made it through some of my hardest days and I'm still here. So I am grateful for myself. Leave in the comments what you're grateful for and how everything's been going with you all. Love you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gratitude Circle. Have an amazing weekend.